In this facility, in the age of it, you can just see the real challenge that these correctional officers have.
With the visit here today, you know, I'm happy with what the secretary showed us they're currently doing to try to take care of the correctional problem, and what they're doing with from the top down and going from the top down, take people out. My concerns, though, are still with the MOU that was entered, making that a public document so we can know what happened. We did find out today that that he did tell us that also the DEA was involved, that United States Marshals were involved, and that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms were involved. So he confirmed for us that it was more than just the FBI and the state police. So that'd be interesting to know why they were all involved, what was their involvement, and I think the public has a right to know all of that. So going back to how we got here and so that those same mistakes aren't made in the future is one of the concerns I have. We're still going to ask for that MOU document to be provided. And I was happy to hear that they're going to take one of the recommendations that was in the indictment, which is to bring in outside people to work the front where the correctional officers come in and to make sure that they're not being searched by their friends. So that's a positive improvement, and they're taking the information that was in the indictment and using some of that. So that was another good thing that I think will help keep some of the traffic of illegal items coming into the facility.
Any idea when that's going to take place?
Next week, I think we were told. Yep. Correct. We were told, because I specifically asked about that. We were told that'll start next week. They'll bring correctional officers from other facilities in, so that they'll know each other, and that's a great positive step forward to being able to stop contraband.
And David, to follow up on your question, you had said, you know, how do we know that it's, you know, any better, the searches are any better? That's why we're calling for full body scans. I mean, that's needed, I think, here, because that's the only way you're going to be able to get a full body scan. Look, they searched us pretty well when we went through. A couple of us had to go through two or three times. They kept taking off more and more stuff. But, you know, obviously we were here. It's us. But that's why we're calling for a full body scan, at least one full body scan for every facility.
They asked about is, look, if you're 10 minutes late, instead of waving you around, give them a more intense search and they'll be on time. And I think he offered me a job at that point.
Yeah. I'll ask the question that I think others may have already asked, but are you confident in Secretary Maynard's ability to fix this problem?
The Corrections Department is in crisis mode and doing all that they can do to respond to the federal indictment. What I'm concerned about is the 7 years that led up to this under Governor O'Malley, his lack of involvement. He's cut funding $40 million a year since he's been governor, despite opposition from the department. He's cut positions for corrections officers. So you have a challenging situation that gets made worse by lack of resources and lack of adequate staffing. So we're challenging Governor O'Malley to make this a priority, get into this facility, understand the challenges here, and to support the corrections.
Should Secretary Maynard remain on the job? I mean, there are some in your caucus who are calling for him to be fired.
Well, it's premature to make any kind of statement about that. What we do know is that a full investigation is underway. We think we need to get all the details in that investigation before we will make a statement like that.
I heard Delegate Smigel talking, and do you feel any better about the situation now that you've toured it, now that you've met with Secretary Maynard?
I don't feel any better at all. I think what we know is that more needs to be done. They're taking steps in that direction. As some of us have said here today, there needs to be full body scans. This facility is old and antiquated, and it needs to be rebuilt. That's a priority, and it should be a priority for the Maryland General Assembly and the governor.
Was there any place that you wanted to go that you weren't able to?
We'd like to have you all come with us.
Did you guys ask to have us come along?
You know, we wanted this to be an open tour, but unfortunately the press wasn't allowed to be a part of it. So, you know, we hope that in the future we can make that happen for y'all.
We'd like to see you all in prison.
When you might provide the memorandum, you had said you would ask.
I've been told repeatedly that the FBI has said I may not have the memorandum. So I've made an official request for the memorandum. I pointed out that their agency exists because the legislature, the policymakers, decide that there is a Bureau of Prisons. It's not an executive branch agency unless we as policymakers, if they're entitled to it and the governor's entitled to the memorandum of understanding and certain individuals are, then certainly we as the policymakers and I who sit on the Judiciary Committee and sit on the criminal law subdivision should have an idea of how we got into this and what the agreements are. What we're learning is the more we learn about it, the more I'm concerned about how we got here, and today, for the first time, we got it confirmed that the U.S. Marshals were involved, as well as DEA and the the Bureau of Tobacco, Alcohol, and Firearms, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. So now it's grown to all these other agencies. And the reason I found that interesting is I'm listening to the governor on the radio on the way here, and he says, I was the first to sign, we were the first to sign on the agreement, which you wouldn't say if there was only two signatories, you and the FBI, the state police and the FBI. So that's gave an indication there were more, and they confirmed that today, that there were more. So we'd like to...
There is some kind of a document.
There absolutely is. From January of 2011. It's 11 pages long.
And can you tell me, did you have any problem setting this up? Did you just request and your request was granted?
Delegate Smigel can answer that.
I actually was waiting until after the judiciary was canceled. I wanted this to go before judiciary. This is where it should go. When they canceled the hearing, then I finally agreed to accept a quote-unquote briefing from the secretary, as opposed to having you present and having asked the hard questions in a public forum. And I asked that the briefing be here, and I asked that the briefing also include a tour of the jail, and I asked the leadership of the Senate and House to also come with us down to the briefing.
So you'd say they were fully cooperative, Secretary Maynard and his
office? To the point of allowing the press in, that would have been nice to allow them in, and so... And it would have been nice to have the governor join us.
You know? Yeah. There's no rules that prohibit the media from participating in something like this. The governor's office is the one who did not want the press involved in this. And you can't help but think that's purely politics. That aside, you know, we're not going to stop moving forward with our investigation. And we just want to reiterate that we'd like to see the governor continue on finding solutions to this problem. And we're eager to work with him and any other state official who wants to get this problem solved.
Did you get a date for that hearing, the joint House-Senate hearing yet? I know it's going to be next month. They haven't said it yet.
As soon as the next big news story breaks, that would then they can slide just underneath that, probably. So when they get the Benghazi investigations going on, then they'll do this one.
Senator, is that open to the public?
So.
That is going to be open to the public.
I haven't talked to Mike Miller.
Well, I think it's something we ought to press that it is open to the public. You know, I mean, this hearing is open to the public. I mean, everything down there is open to the public. Why shouldn't the policy committee? You know, the Judiciary Committee certainly would have been open to the public. So I think we ought to press that.
Not everything.
Well, the Judiciary Committee.